Hey guys, this is Koala Sleepy here. So today it's I couldn't able to record it, so it's already tomorrow and I just need to go back to sleep. So I thought like, hey, let's take like 10 minutes so that I record today's time capsule. I don't know, I think time capsule is a keyword which always hits my brain all the time. So let's head back to the dream capsule anyway. So the dream starts with me starting robbing, I guess. Yeah, we are like 4 to 5 people, I don't remember their faces, I guess, and we are about to rob a temple. And we went to the temple, we drawn a sketch and we investigated everything, and we found a temple to rob. And the funny thing about the temple is it's not just a temple, but it also has underground system where the money is hidden. So we robbed stuff easily because it's temple, less guarding area. So we robbed this temple too, and also the cash. And we gone back to our places. And next thing I can remember is we got a new random person showed up. We don't know whom. We came to office and like, I want you to rob something. And we're like, okay, what is it? And we don't know him, he don't know us. I guess he just asked us to rob that thing, and he said, if you guys rob, I'll give you the information, just need to rob and bring it back and you will be rewarded. That's what he stated. But the confusing part is he directly came to our place and no one knows where is it, and that is the place we're hiding the our cash which we robbed from the temple. But that's what hit us our brains, and we are still thinking. And 5 hours was like, okay, that isn't weird, and this is a real quick heist. It came out so far, mostly every time someone drops something, only thing they do is ash it up, which we are about to do. But like, hey, we successfully finished one, let's compute the other and take a big numbers, you know. We got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, bam, in that bank account, bam, in my bank account, like that, you know. And we just hyped up. And what about the area? We don't know, we just got a certain landmark, but we're not quite sure what exactly it is. And with this man, what's wrong in doing it? And we went in. But the weird part of it is when we went in, and we went into the rob the thing, and we went into the open space ground, a bigger area, and the area which we went in has a bigger, you know, walls, I guess, like a Trump walls. So we went in somehow, but only thing I could see is that it's night where we went in. But when we went into the building and they took cash into the bags, suddenly it appeared us to be like, it's getting morning, and we're like, hey, let's run, it's getting morning, it's not good if anyone sees us. But when we came out, the area is filled with people with college clothes, like where you see in anime, Japanese anime. Everyone is in school clothes, Japanese style, and we're like, what the heck is happening? And everyone are like attending the class kind of a look in their faces, and they are also wandering around. We're like, holy crap, there are a lot of people, and everyone seems to be educated kind of a thing, but we have loaded caches in our bags. And first thing we think is that they might know, but it's weird. But we ran onto the Trump wall, but when we seen it, when we crossed the wall, we seen a much more wider space with another wall far, far away. And the second area which we are in also filled with the students. It went real weird. We couldn't understand what is happening. Some of them with some of the students came in and like, hey, you guys are interested, take this. Do we have letters? And we were like, what the heck? We don't understand what it is. And we said no, and like, hey, there's a room up there, change your dresses. And like, what? And we have no idea. We were like, no thanks, buddy. We are just wanted to go. And like, he's like, we tried, brother. We can't. We are also weird out because we just randomly came here doing our things. And we're like, really? And like, yeah, I think you already jumped the first wall. And like, yeah. And I thought like, yeah, he might be talking what we might be thinking of. And like, okay, let's change the dresses. And we change the dresses. And we came back, and suddenly dusks from the earth are supposed to be showed off. And there is no announcement, nothing, no teachers, none. It's an empty area where suddenly a dusk pops up with the question paper with the choose the followings. Everyone are like, okay, what to do? And people are like, anyway, we're in dresses. Well, let's just fill it up. And a few people sat and filling it up. And after they filled the complete one and left it, the dusk gone inside. And when it gone inside, suddenly a door opened up in front of the wall. And we're like, seems like we just need to fill it up. And a few others filled it up, but doors didn't pop up. And like, okay, we're like, okay, one guy filled it up, maybe passed, and he went in, and the suddenly door closed. So seems like we just need to, the right person has to fill up the things. If he pass, he goes from that door. That's what we thought. And we tried to climb the wall. It's very huge that we couldn't pass on. And I'm like, hey friends, I know it's weird. And I'm like, yeah, we also tried to fill it up. I know this sucks, but we need to answer this and keep on answering the questions. And only four of us could pass, another guy couldn't pass on. So we doors opened and the four of us passed out. And then there is one more larger area with the borders up, and only thing like we are effed how far we can keep on writing the questions and answers and passing out in this way. One of them, one will be knocked out and no one will be reaching the places. And the first problem we need to worry about, the money in the bags. But right now we are only thing worried about is how to pass out and cross the Trump wall, I guess. It's weird, I understand. And like, but next time when the desks load up with the question papers, suddenly people started sitting and writing them. And after writing, everyone, I also started writing. Suddenly people came to me and gave me all the writing sheets, because I didn't understand. People are starting giving me shits, and I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, stop, what are you doing? It says like, it says your number on the shirt, so we're just following the instruction. I'm like, okay. And suddenly one door opened, and it has door has my number. So I went in, and there's a room, and I dropped, and it said like, drop the sheets here, and I dropped in, and another door opened, and which I passed in, and it's a freaking a large area with one more wall. And I'm like, what the heck? Am I trapped in education? Like, okay, let me think. I'm in writing exams, and I'm in a dress of a college teenager. What the heck? How this is supposed to happen? And I woke up. Yeah, this is what the dream which came on December 15. I think I woke up at 4 p.m. or 5. And I got busy, and it's right now like 5 a.m. in the morning, December 16th. So I better go back to the bed. Jesus, I'm sleeping for 12 hours. Wow. Hey guys, thanks for hearing up, and welcome to Dream Capsule. Hope you guys are hearing up weirder and weirder dream day by day. Hope you guys are having a great day. If you enjoyed the podcast, you know, share, like, whatever. I'm new to this podcast, so hope you enjoy it. As always, you guys have a good day, a very good morning, a very good evening, a very good afternoon, and a very good night. This is called a sleepy switching of the mic, you know, podcast switching of the mic. I think you get it. Over and out. Peace.